Our good King Robert has many cares, Varya said. He entrusts some small matters to us to lighten his load. What Lord Varys means is that all this business of coin and crops and justice bores my royal brother to tears, Lord Renly said, so it falls to us to govern the realm. He does send us a command from time to time. He drew a tightly rolled paper from his sleeve and laid it on the table. This morning he commanded me to ride ahead with all haste and ask Grand Maester Pycelle to convene this council at once. He has an urgent task for us. Littlefinger smiled and handed the paper to Ned. It bore the royal seal. Ned broke the wax with his thumb and flattened the letter to consider the king's urgent command, reading the words with mounting disbelief. Was there no end to Robert's folly? And to do this in his name? That was salt in the wound. Gods be good, he swore. What Lord Eddard means to say, Lord Remley announced, is that His Grace instructs us to stage a great tournament in honour of his appointment as the Hand of the King. How much? Asked Littlefinger, mildly. Ned read the answer off the letter. 40,000 gold dragons to the champion, 20,000 to the man who comes second, another 20 to the winner of the melee, and 10,000 to the victor of the archery competition.